Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, Andy Jones, got a question. What inspires you? Okay, just hold on to it for a moment. We'll come back to it. Okay. I got a story to tell you.
Okay.
Sherry and I, and well, Asha was born in Yakima. We lived in Yakima for 8.5 years. And we, of course, came over here a lot because we're from here and family lives here.
Sure.
And, you know, Seattle's here and things to do are here.
Yeah.
But still, there were long seasons of just being in Yakima. Like, it's harder to come over the mountain pass when, you know, it's being dumped with snow and just sort of, you know, we'd have longer seasons where we were there in Yakima, not coming over. And so while we're there, you know, of course, you're living there, you're eating there, shopping there, hanging out with people there. And then after kind of a longer time of being there, mm-hmm. we'd come over and go to Seattle to do something. And when you're gone for a while, you really notice the contrast, the differences. They just jump out at you right away. It's kind of like if you haven't seen someone's kid for like 2 years,
yeah,
it's
right.
like, oh my gosh, they're so big, you know, mm-hmm. just the changes. And so I would notice right away, trend and style differences, like what people were wearing. Yakima had just a sad little shopping mall that probably shouldn't be called a mall, but you know, it was like enough for a smaller community, and but very frustrating for me knowing that there's something more, there's mm-hmm. something else out mm-hmm. there. And so I try not to shop there, to save up and come over to Seattle.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, one time Sherry and I, after having been in Yakima for quite a while, not having any trips over, we came over and we went to Bellevue Square, and we walked around and felt somewhat in awe, just looking around at the mall and the people there. And Sherry made a comment to me. She said something like, "Wow, people are really beautiful here." And she went on to kind of talk about, like, yeah, it sort of makes me realize, like, I need to dress better and wear makeup and do my hair and just sort of like, that's just sort of, I don't know, rolling out of the house isn't okay. And I know that sounds superficial, but I think there's something important at play, and it's inspiration. So I asked you the question at the start, what inspires you? What inspires you? What is it that causes you to, you know, think and dream bigger?
Sure.
So I won't hang you out to dry. I'll start. I'll just say some stuff that inspires
okay.
me. I'm inspired by art and beauty mm-hmm. and nature, music, film, books, architecture, cities, travel, mm-hmm. and creative people.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah. I mean, besides Bellevue Square, the things that inspire me, I would say, getting away, traveling, mm-hmm. going to different places is always fun. And you notice things you would have never noticed before. So that's one. Here's one that isn't on your list that is definitely on mine. Fun conversation, like give and take conversation, stimulates my brain.
Okay.
And it does help me think more creatively. That's why a lot of times when I'm trying to be creative, I'll bounce ideas off people.
Right.
That helps me. Mm-hmm. And then also great speakers, great people, people that can present ideas.
Yeah.
And that can be a really a great movie. It can be great music, but more likely it's somebody lecturing me, teaching, challenging me. I like great communication.
I thought you were going to say more likely it's a comedian.
Hey, that is definitely one. Yeah. You're right. Great comedians.
And I'm actually really surprised to not hear you say Disneyland.
I do like Disneyland. I don't know that it's creative. It feels like an escape.
Okay. Doesn't inspire you?
I don't know. I haven't really done my house like Disney, but you know.
It probably is more inspiring for me because I'm not enjoying it like you are.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I'm kind of like, all right, get me out of here already. But I'm noticing, like, oh, that's painted really cool, and look how they did that.
Attention to details.
Yeah, attention to details.
Sure.
Right. So I had a recent visit. I went and saw a friend at work, and it was in Seattle, and it's a large, significant branding creative agency, you know, kind of they do branding, marketing, advertising, artwork for companies.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my gosh, I mean, I'm there visiting a friend and I probably didn't realize how amazing he is.
Uh-huh.
And then what their company does.
Yeah.
At one point, as he's showing me all of his work, like what he has personally done, I just was like realizing you walk down the aisle at the grocery store and you have to be thinking, yeah, I did that and I did that and right there I did that.
Yep.
Like, how cool do you feel like you are? I mean, I'm just like in awe. So, you know, creative people also inspire me. And just that trip, seeing their building, their mm-hmm. offices, the equipment, they produce.
Did you have job envy?
I did for a moment. I mean, I realized, like, that's not what I want to do. But uh-huh. also, yeah, I mean, I was just completely inspired. Kind of felt like a kid, and I was embarrassed. Like, I wanted to take out my phone and just take pictures of everything. But tried to keep it under control.
Yeah.
So the question that I really have for you today is, what inspires you? And are you getting enough inspiration? I think knowing what inspires you is that starting point. Like, just the awareness, realizing there are certain things, places that inspire me. And asking that question, am I getting enough? So I think the point is, don't starve your creative self. You gotta feed your creative self.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.